This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you very much for listening to our show. And continuing to support us. We want to be here for you every morning, too. We love being part of your routine. It's a crazy time. It's a crazy world. And, you know, we find a little solace in each other. And that's really, beyond that, as humans, you know, we just need to be here for each other. And I feel like people are doing that right now, and it feels actually like maybe some changes in the works. All right, let's get to the news and see if that reflects any of that.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app. You're going to love it. Get the app. Excuse me. And then listen to radio. You will love it. You can listen to this show anywhere you are in the world.
24/7.
With the Radio.com app. Get it.
Stream
and listen.
Away.
Thank you. Here's You're what's welcome. Happening. So I'll begin... I'll begin in Minnesota. We now have a second autopsy report on George Floyd's death, and it has now been ruled a homicide. There was some sort of initial report saying that he may have died from underlying health problems, but he did in fact die of asphyxiation from sustained pressure. So that is now official. The thing that most of, I believe, the protests are waiting on now is there are still three people involved in that moment
incident.
In time, incident, murder, however you want to, I mean, no one's been convicted yet, but we've seen the video. Anyway, the other police have not been arrested, so that continues to be something everyone's waiting on. And I do understand that while the DA is in a position, you know, very publicly, people want action, but, you know, he also or she also has to be able to present a case. And I believe that's what they're working on. I can't say whether or not this will actually end up in arrests, but from what I've read, they're trying to get themselves straightened out in order to be able to do this. The unions are strong, and it's something that they will have to deal with. The people have lost their jobs. That's already happened, but so we wait on that. That mm-hmm. continues to be
unresolved.
Even know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what that will come of. It's a hard predict. Also, yesterday, one of the big pieces of news that I read today is that George Floyd's little brother, younger brother, was at the scene yesterday where his older brother was murdered, and the rally was peaceful, at least from what I'm reading, and very sad as he made his way through the locations where this whole thing happened. One thing that's a very public moment where he has to deal with his grief and also be part of the community. And I give him a lot of credit for taking that responsibility. It would have been a lot easier for him to say, I cannot be around. I mean, you can have 1,000 excuses, including, I'm sorry, I've been in hiding for 3 months due to coronavirus. Like, now you want me to go out and be at a public rally?
Right.
Everyone in the pictures that I see are all wearing masks, so you can tell they're at least, you know, taking that seriously. That's been a fear of mine, is that now we're just going to see a bunch of people who had to seize the moment get sick. And that's not...
I'm worried about that, too. I mean, a lot of people, you know... although, you know, for the most part, you are seeing the masks on. But, man, it's... You know, they only do so much. We've been told from the beginning. They don't eliminate the possibility that you're going to get infected. Not to mention, we're touching each other. And especially marching together, you're right up against somebody. There's no social distancing happening at those things, as far as I can see.
Well, the story about this moment where George Floyd's younger brother, his name is Terrence Floyd, it was a pretty powerful moment as the whole crowd was there with him and they all knelt together and they all had silence together and they all chanted George Floyd's name, his older brother's name. They also took a moment to listen to him as he said, you know...
I've got some audio for you if you want to hear.
Oh, great. Well, let me just read this because I don't know what you have, but it says, we're sending a message to people all over this country. Don't stop protesting. And he does go on to say, lock up all four. And that's a reference to the four officers that were there on the scene. And he called for them not to rest until they are all locked up. But he also did say, we got to stop with the riots and the looting. That is not helping the cause. And hopefully some of that is in what Bryn's about to play for you.
Yep.
If I'm not over here wilding out, if I'm not over here blowing up stuff, if I'm not over here messing up my community, then what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? Y'all doing nothing. Because that's not going to bring my brother back at all. It may feel good for the moment, but when it comes down, you're going to wonder what you did. My family is a peaceful family. My family is God-fearing. Yeah, we upset, but we're not going to take it. We're not going to be repetitious. In every case of police brutality, the same thing has been happening. Y'all protest, y'all destroy stuff, and they don't move. You know why they don't move? Because it's not their stuff, it's our stuff. So they want us to destroy our stuff. They're not going to move. So let's do this another way.
So that is a strong message he puts out there. My family's a peaceful family, and I appreciate what he's saying there. The problem I've seen, and I've seen this with my own eyeballs, is that you actually have white people jumping in and doing some of this looting and tagging. I watched a video of, I'm guessing their ages in the teens to 20s. These young ladies were tagging the Sacramento library with spray paint and writing Black Lives Matter. But what they're not realizing is when they walk away from that, it just looks like someone else did that.
I saw some video where this, older black woman was screaming at these white kids, like, what are you doing?
Right.
Like, stop it. This doesn't help our community. This makes it look like we're, you know, we're tagging things and looting. And
right.
It's honestly the destruction of stuff and the looting does nothing to promote. It doesn't help anything.
No, and I've also seen video, and I told you this yesterday, of there's white kids robbing stores, and you just go, okay, so while
that just
this
feels opportunistic.
That is exactly what it is. And these are people who probably don't need any of that stuff either. So it's not like they're you don't need a surfboard. And I wouldn't doubt that any one of these kids, they had probably five of them at home already. So there's no doubt that it's a really ugly look and it's unfortunate. And one of the things that has come out of the looting and the riots, as opposed to, you know, a protest or a peaceful protest, is now we have curfews all over the Bay Area and they are still in place. And if you don't know, You can look it up, but they're all over the Bay Area, and
they're all over the nation, actually. Right, but so it's, you know,
they range from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. start time, right, and then they go through the morning. So in your specific area, you'll want to look that up to make sure that you're not, you know, out after that time.
Right.
They do say, though, that you can go to work, and there, yep, are, you know, if you're a first responder, you can be out, but for the most part, they're just trying to keep... I know the story, I think it was last night, but the Valley Fair Mall, which is huge down here in San Jose, they had some kind of tip-off that riots were headed for that, and they put police around the whole thing to keep that from becoming the next scene of...
destruction.
Well, yeah, all out looting. I mean, that's, imagine you've broken into that mall. That's a,
well, so, and this on top of the fact that a lot of these places have been closed for the last 3 months, like these, you know, it's heartbreaking to see somebody's store that they barely, you know, they barely survived what's happened the last 3 months with the COVID thing. And now they're thinking they're going to open our little restaurant and they're going to, oh, we're going to open and we're going to be able to do this and that. And then now this is happening. It's heartbreaking, you know.
So for now, that's that story, and I'll certainly update you if anything comes through. Here is something else. 2,000 people were asked to name the least shareable things in life. The least shareable things in life, meaning stuff you might not even share with your significant other. And at
pooping,
the top of the list, what'd you say?
Pooping.
Sharing pooping?
Yeah.
Well,
that's the least shareable thing I can think of. Like, of all the things not to share, pooping is the one.
Okay, well, you know what? They do say here bathrooms, in the sense that, you know, if you're showering when someone else is on the toilet, that is on the list of least shareable things. So bathrooms make the list, and
okay,
I guess that's pooping. They say at number one is your underwear, and I would say I agree. I don't want anyone wearing...
You've had people wear your underwear plenty of times.
I moved out very young and was very broke. And so, yes, I absolutely lived in situations. The first place I moved to, I shared a room with a dude. And he went through his laundry, and then he went through my laundry. And I was always gone. So all I know is I'd come home, and it's like one of those moments where you're like, hey, you know, Swanee, throw me a beer. And he reaches down into the cooler, and then I see my underwear come up over the top of mine. I know what it looks like. My underwear over the top
of
the shorts.
Well, it has your name on it in Sharpie, doesn't it?
Man,
I mean,
what are you doing? Why are you? Oh, Vince. Oh, that's the,
I need,
you know,
a pair of underwear. What?
Oh, dear.
You'd rather have me not have underwear on?
Come on. Why are you acting like this is normal? Anyway, underwear tops the list. Your toothbrush is number two.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Razors is at number three, which I don't know why my missus prefers my razor to her own, which is right next to it.
Yeah.
But for
John's
whatever
the same
reason.
Way. He gets so mad. I'm
why?
Like, what difference does it make? And he's like, it makes a difference. So he keeps when he replaces his razor head, he replaces mine. And then I know I got a sharp one, and then we just use our own.
Oh.
It seems reasonable, you know, I mean that because he's replacing it, but for a long time, I would just like reach over, and his was always the best. So I grabbed
it. Right. His. Well, that must be the point. But
yeah,
my point is, I guess I have to take up, you know, these may be ways that your marriage has lasted as long as it has, these workarounds. So he changes your blade for you.
Well, he got me a different colored razor, but it takes the same blades. So I know which one is mine.
Okay.
And he would be mad if I used his. And he can tell somehow. I don't know how he can tell, but
because your pubic hair's in there. That's why.
No, it's not because my pubic hair's in there. He says it just like dulls it or something. That,
yeah,
you know, shaving my legs dulls it.
Absolutely.
I'm like, how can you tell? He's like, because I know what it felt like yesterday. I'm
right.
Like, all right, you got me. So, you know, you're right. I used your razor. And then, but that stopped years ago because he keeps mine all maintained. And said, that's what you got to do, guys.
I guess so.
Get her own and keep it, make it just as good as yours.
That's how marriage works in quarantine. You got to have all these things covered. years in advance so that you don't find yourselves completely on each other's last nerve. Social media passwords are on the list of things you don't share. Let's see here. Bathrooms, as you mentioned. Pajamas. I don't even wear those.
Yeah, I don't know why that would be an issue anyway. I guess you get all sweaty in those. But
your phone password, your bank account info, towels, and T-shirts. Okay, T-shirts is a stretch. I could care.
Yeah, I totally wear his T-shirts sometimes. And he could wear mine if he wanted to, I guess. I have a Patriots one I've seen him in. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm pretty sure this is mine. I'm like, that's mine.
Well,
I'm not gonna you can wear it. It's okay.
I have had this conversation with the missus, and for whatever reason, she prefers to use my stuff. I don't know what that, if it's sentimental or just likes ruining my things so her things stay fresh.
Yeah.
I'm not all that, but I've definitely been like, your sandals are right next to mine and they fit you. Why would you choose mine?
Well, yours are bigger, so they're easier to slip into.
I guess, maybe. I don't know. I just find myself
going. Just get some Crocs and put them by the back door. Then everyone can use them. It's fine.
There are Crocs in the house. Everybody's got a pair around, yeah.
You have
I wouldn't
pair?
Leave the house in
what
them,
color?
But I've definitely
you don't leave the house in them. You go on the backyard.
We got them for the littlest kid because she's, first of all, she's growing like a weed. So, you know, those are like easily replaced. Yeah. But also, she slips. So she even wears her Crocs in the shower. When we do a shower, she wears those things.
Oh, that's smart.
To keep her from falling down and
they're a little
her.
Grippy. Sure, you don't want to get hurt. What color are your Crocs?
We've got a bunch of them. So there's.
What about your pair?
I think my pair is green.
Oh.
Christina's pair is orange.
Too.
I don't remember all of it. Isla's pair's pink, and then the other kid's pair's yellow or something like that. But there's, anyway, I don't even really wear them, but.
Uh-huh.
Where was I? Oh, yeah.
Making my dreams come true.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's something
whole
that makes you happy.
Whole family in Crocs. Yeah.
Our text note. I'll get to that sex, gay or straight story next time. I'm out of time. Let me do a couple quick texts, and then we'll break. Our text number's 800-400-3697. Okay, this one, Vinny, just because the police officer hasn't been charged, he still committed murder. It's not an incident, it's murder.
You said murder. You said murder several times.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm completely aware that people want to. I had someone write me yesterday, this lady who listens to our show, long time, and I've had this happen a couple times, and she's like, you guys haven't, and I wrote her back and I said, did you listen to our show? Because you're wrong. And she wrote back, I'm listening to it now. And I said, yeah, you need to listen before you fire off angry letters at people, not having any idea about the content of our show that day. I was pretty mad about it. And then she writes back and she's like, whoops. You know, I get it. You want to do good and you want to help people, and I want to as well, but don't. You had no idea what we had talked about that day. The whole first 2 hours of our show yesterday.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. Anyway, I do get it. It's okay. I did say murder, but I also understand that when I talk about something on the air and he hasn't been convicted yet, sometimes you have to say things like allegedly or, you know, because you don't want to be putting out misinformation. He hasn't been convicted of murder. That is your opinion. You can say you think that is murder, but we're still waiting on that conviction. So I'm trying to be careful. I'm not trying to lighten the severity of that situation by any stretch of the imagination. Regarding looting. I'm going to skip that one. Fairfield was destroyed last night, says 510. I hadn't seen
Oh, really?
That
I haven't seen that. Wow. Fairfield's a nice little town.
Seattle is 5 p.m. curfew, says 415.
Wow.
Anyway, I'll read more texts today. Absolutely, we'll try to get through as many of these as we can, and I will absolutely try to show more patience. Sorry, that I did get a little. It's just intense when someone's like, not even listening
I know.
And commenting, you know, you just get
saying,
like,
you guys didn't. It's like, did you listen to the whole show? Because right. not everyone, you know, you can't. You didn't hear everything we talked about because we didn't talk about it in your 10-minute commute. Doesn't mean we didn't talk about it.
Right.
Somebody had a good day yesterday. I'll tell you who it was after this.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.